This is Dawn Ray, and I'm your host for The Jump. This podcast is all about inspiring change, courage, and confidence, building grit. I'm an executive coach and speaker. I've worked for 20 years as a finance executive in New York City and London. I've also attended Georgetown Law and Boston College, and I'm a New York qualified lawyer. I've studied personal development, performance, including sports psychology, and resilience for 15 years. I'll be giving you the techniques, mindset frameworks, and high performance strategies to finally do the thing that you're scared to do, that jump, because that, my friends, is where the level up is. This is The Jump, parachute required. Well, hello there, and welcome to The Jump. I'm going to start you off with a quote from my big book on podcasts that I, well, all of my prep for podcasts that I wrote in February 2021 and didn't do it because of fear. So this quote is about failure. And the quote really is, if you can look up, you can get up. I wish I had the who actually wrote that. I read a ton. I read I brought some books with me today, but I read quite a lot of books. And then I go through like several months where I'm creating, where I don't read any books because I just need to create and not look to other written works for inspiration. Let me say that again. If you can look up, you can get up. And I thought I would talk a little bit about failure and what keeps us from doing the things that we fear. And what keeps us from doing the things that we fear, there's a list of reasons, right? They're going to laugh at me. What will they think? What if I lose all my money? You'll make it fucking back. Listen, you study, read Tony Robbins' book on, he studied many, I think over like a couple of hundred millionaires and billionaires. They've all had money, lost it, make it back. You make it back, baby. But the whole point, if you can look up, you can get up, is that when you do something that is different, that you've never done before, there's a good chance you're going to fuck it up and you're going to fall, and you're either going to be face planted or just on your ass looking at the sky, right? But if you can look up, you can get up. You're not going to knock yourself out like completely, not in a blackout moment, you know. If you can look up, you can get up. You will get up. You will learn how to do it. You'll take the risk. You'll fuck it up. And then you'll do it again. You'll get up. Because that's the human spirit. No one stays down for very long. Now, there are things like depression, which actually I have, I've struggled with depression for most of my adult life, probably since I was about 15. There are things like that, right? And I really kind of, I healed myself from massive bouts of depression with a tremendous amount of inner work and spiritual work and reading lots of books and doing what the books say and actually travel. Travel is what healed me from my depression. So there are points where you stay down, where you get down and you stay down. I'm actually contradicting myself right now, but a little bit, but that's different. That's a mental, you know, condition, right? Most of us, when we're talking about action, especially when we talk about things that have to do with work, things that have to do with learning something new, things that have to do with making more money or going after a promotion or going after a new job, you're going to FDGB, baby. You're going to fall down, go boom, because that's life. It's not life all the time, but it's life. Usually when you really take a risk and you do something that you've never done before, it's going to suck at first. And the more you get comfortable with that reality and get through it and accept it and work with it. You have to work with it. Some people say push through it. And I think that there's a certain element of truth to that. But like, whatever it is, do you honestly think that the first time I recorded this podcast, I knew what the fuck I was doing? I didn't have a podcast coach. I had sheer will and determination. And I was furious at myself that I hadn't done the podcast in 2021 when I did all of the studying and the material for it. Well, really, like I had collected over 300 pages of handwritten notes to do this podcast and I didn't do it. So when I finally decided the day that I was going to do it and I came here, I had no idea what I was going to do. It was a freaking... I mean, it was a sheer act of God that the thing actually got recorded at all. But I happened to have a lot of grit and determination. If you can look up, you can get up. Whatever it is, that hard thing, you're going to fall down. You are. It's going to be messy. The first time you ask for $50,000 more at your job, I mean, you might get it, depending on whether or not you get a coach, cough, cough, before you go into that negotiation and have all your prep done. But let's say it's a big lift. If you're a trader, you might be looking for another 500,000 or another million. You know, most of my clients are in finance and law. So little numbers are big numbers. It doesn't matter. First time you go for that number, FDGB, you're going to fall down. Might suck. They might say no. Okay, so what did you learn from it? How are you going to get at it again? How long are you going to let yourself sit on the ground and look at the sky and feel sorry for yourself? Or are you going to pick yourself right the fuck up, shake the dust off your bottom, and go at it again? Because the people who are most successful at life, at money, at work, they don't just wake up one day and do the thing and it's perfect. They do the hard thing again and again and again. They're constantly pushing back past their comfort zone. They're constantly testing themselves. They're constantly falling down, looking at the sky and getting back up. So today's little story, even though I contradicted myself way back before, see how I'm just beating myself up for no reason? Today's little story is just about picking yourself back up. And I know it's tiring and it's frustrating. It's fucking frustrating to try and do something and have it fail, quote unquote. I have a different definition of failure. I actually seek it now. That's growth mindset, right? But you're going to fall down. And what are you going to do? If you can look up, you can get up. If you can look up, you can get up. And keep on saying that to yourself. If you can look up, you can get up. If I can look up, I can get up. If I can look up, I can get up. And it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt when you fall down. It's going to hurt when you fail. But it's only going to hurt as much as you let it. As much as you let your mind and your ego sit there feeling sorry for yourself, there are points where you do need rest and you do need to feel the bottom of something, like a failure. But most of us aren't doing the big actions because we don't want to lie on the ground after we've fallen and made an ass out of ourselves and then have to pick ourselves up. It takes a lot of strength. Takes a lot of persistence, takes a lot of energy. We just think, oh, it's just easier if I just bow my head down and just go to this job and report to this stupid guy who can't fucking manage five people, let alone manage his way out of a paper bag. Because that's easier than taking a risk, falling down, looking at the sky, picking yourself back up. Take a risk, fall down, look at the sky, pick yourself back up. Take a risk, fall down, look at the sky, pick yourself up. Easier to go to a job that you hate because the job is safe. You know the end result. You go to a job that you hate, you report to some moron, you put your head down, you act like a good little bunny rabbit, you get your paycheck, You spend your paycheck on a whole bunch of shit that you don't need to impress people you don't like because you're trying to quiet your soul, which is like, dude, you need to get out of this job. But you just do it because it's familiar, it's comfortable, and there's no fall down, go boom. There's no necessity to pick yourself up, right? Because you're here versus the down and the up. You're just here. And we live in a society that applauds just staying right in the middle, right where banks, bosses, people with a lot of influence can control us. Right in the middle. They don't want you to take the risks. They don't want you to figure it out when you're lying on the ground and looking at the sky. They don't want you to pick yourself up and try it again. Why do you think they don't teach courage at university? Have you ever thought about it? Why they don't teach you to take risks? Why there isn't even a course on how to fucking tell your boss to go fuck himself, have like, I don't know, 6 months worth of money sitting aside and go do the thing that you really actually want to do? Why do they not teach us that? One of the biggest, she's much more than an influencer. She's a businesswoman. Cody Sanchez. I mean, she's got a PhD and an MBA. This woman, I think she's worth like over 15 or 20 million. And she's so young and she's so bright and she has a company called Contrarian Thinking. And if you're not really interested in my podcast, all the power to you. I mean, I'm not even sure that it's good. It's a fucking work in progress. This is me fall down, go boom every time and then pick my sweet ass up and try it again. But listen to Cody Sanchez. Listen to what she's saying in Contrarian Thinking. Because she sees the matrix and the controls for what they are. And she is extremely clever and so bright, and her content is incredible. There's so much content out there. Stop watching shitty content where you don't learn anything and you don't do anything. That's hypnotic. Why do you think they, and when I say they, I mean people with tons and tons of power and lots of money and maybe 25 houses and 13 wives, whatever. Why do you think they want you to be hypnotized? Why do you think it's so easy to get a pharmaceutical drug to take the edge off, to make you a little bit happy, to make you a little bit numb, to make you sleepy when you go to sleep? Why do you think all of these things are set up? Listen to what Cody is talking about lately. But also just question it. Question why you have been conditioned to not even try, to not even try something really hard and let yourself fall down and fuck it up. Why did it take up until this episode for you to hear the quote, "If you can look up, you can get up"? And with that, I love you. Have a very, very, very good day. Now I feel like I'm someone at McDonald's serving you a cheeseburger. Don't eat at McDonald's. Stuff's bad for you. Well, I have chicken McNuggets once a year because I'm a human being. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please forward it to friends, and I would be so grateful for a review on Spotify and Apple. Also, make sure you follow me on LinkedIn under Dawn Marie and my website, www.dawnmarie.co. Please note, there is no E in Marie. No excuses. Check out the freebies tab on my website for guides on negotiating income and gaining clarity in your role. You can also follow me on YouTube at I Am Dawn Marie.
For the ladies, if you're a female executive in finance or law, you can subscribe to my newsletter, Prime, which is all about taking bold action as a woman. I'll put links for these in my show notes. Until next time, I love you. Get your nose down, take a deep breath, and jump. Keep doing the things that you fear.